I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Alive and kicking.
With Claire McKenna.
On News Talk.
Now, Erica Ryan is the owner of White Willow in Dublin. They give a range of therapies for clients, with massage being one of the most popular. With over 20 years' experience and a range of specialist training, Erica has found that often emotional release accompanies muscle relaxing, and she joins me in studio now. Erica, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
So, Erica, you came to say hello to me at a breathwork event and invited me out for a massage where you work because you have an important message you feel you want to share. There's something you're experiencing with your clients, particularly your female clients, but not just them, about how powerful massage can be. And you really wanted to share that.
Yes. So I'm a massage therapist over 20 years. And in the last couple of years, I went into and a sports therapist. And a couple of years ago, I just noticed that the type of massage I was trained with was very topically based. So you're working on the kind of outer layer or the inside layer, the myofascial layer. Whereas a fascia, when I most recently trained more in that, it works in a deeper level to release any stored trauma, emotions, any past experience that we hold in the body.
And how did you come across this?
So I went training twice last year. It was a lady from America, Maria Ferris, did training in the hotel I work in, actually. And Mario as well, Mario Sanchez, he's from Mexico, came over and did a workshop that I attended a couple of months ago too. So both very different style of trainings, and a lot that I've picked up over the years I kind of incorporate into using with what I learned from them. So I love adding my own intuitive style of training in with the work that I've learned too.
And one of the biggest best-selling books in this area is The Body Holds the Score, and that's by a doctor, one of the foremost experts in traumatic stress. And I think we have a way to go with completely understanding this, but there is an idea that our body does hold on to certainly stress or emotion. And it's something that you're experiencing now, that a lot of your clients are experiencing certain things, are feeling certain ways, but are sort of pushing it down. We're all guilty of it and just, excuse me, pasting on a smile and getting on with it.
Yeah, we're suppressing. So sometimes when something shows up in the body, it's not necessarily in the area we think it is. So it's really watching our emotional health, watching and dealing with emotions and dealing with at that time and not letting them build up. And I've noticed that I'm guilty of it myself over years of not really understanding emotions and how they're processed through the body or where they're held and what's held there. But it's, it's absolutely incredibly fascinating how easy it is to release any stored blocked emotions in our body. And it's not just emotions, Claire. It's, you know, trauma could be scar tissue. It could be an injury you had 10, 15 years ago. So it's everything is relevant. It's a kind of a somatic buildup of everything together that builds up in one particular area. And that's where it becomes chronic in particular areas in the body. So with the work that I do, you're dispersing that energy. You're dispersing any stagnant, tight energies that you just want to flow through the body. And working on emotions to release and improve emotional health is really important.
And you're right, people will assume, and I would have the same, that when you think about stress held in the body, we instantly go to the shoulders or the neck. But with the training that you've done, there are different areas of the body for different emotions.
Yeah, so I start at the calf. So when you're working at the lower end of the body, you're working on the calf, you can assess the body as you're looking at it from that area, and you can see different parts of the hips, maybe move the arm, kind of move through the points that you're working through the calf. So you know exactly where to press on, where to move to. And you can tell a lot about the body through certain movements that people take and expressions. So with the fascia, your breath all like automatically kicks in really deeply. So you're actually self-healing your own body through your breath, through the work that I do.
So how does it work? Somebody comes to see you, and I went out to meet you myself, because people would think, oh God, this sounds tough. This sounds like she's going to go, you know, delving into my past traumas. But there isn't a lot of of talk. Obviously, there's a place for talk therapy, and you're considering this to be complementary to a professional in this area. This is a different modality.
Yes, what I notice is that people, before they go for the treatment, they don't talk as much. And I think it's just our past experience of getting massages in the past. If it's any way deep or sports related, people are terrified and they just think, oh, you know, pain, it's just going to be too painful. I'm going to restrict and that. But I think we need to see pain in a different light. It's not pain as we know it. It's your body just speaking to you and asking you to release in a certain area. That really, it's like the pressure in the points you work on is helping to release. So it's actually a very relaxing experience of actually work. And you can have different people working on different parts. And I can be working in two different areas at the same time. But it's, so it's quite diverse.
And you're not necessarily asking questions about past traumas or telling me everything. There's none of that. This is somatic work. So can you talk through some of the definitions of some of those words, like somatic work or fascia even, and let us know what they mean?
So the fascia is like a web that's connected to your organs, tissues. It contains nerves, and it's actually very like a web, a spider's web. And all the kind of tubes are 75% filled with water and gel. So that's what it's comprised of. So that's why you look at water in a very different light, because the fascia is part of who we are. It's part of us. We also see it as the third brain. So we have the skeletal system, muscular system, and the fascia is our third system and brain almost. So it's who we are. It's just completely who we are, really.
And when you say somatic work, what does that mean?
It's a build of emotions that we hold in our body at any given time. And when somatic work is releasing the emotions in a certain area of your body, you become lighter and more free. So with a fascia, you look at the posture, you look at alignment, and you look at stretch through somatic means to help move the body. So it's to get out of the linear, the sense of linear feeling of being like everything straight. So when we're sitting, looking at the phone, it's damaged the fascia. So we want to become more fluid-like, improve and encourage more movement through our joints and hips, and even torsion movements like twisting certain parts of the body and twist in the opposite direction and just feeling the body move. And I compare this to a lot to do with nature. So in nature, you notice with trees and rocky ground, it's not linear. It's rocky. So that's how we should kind of really see, like, move through life.
Yeah. And I've seen the wellness psychologist talk about somatic work. And obviously she is a therapist, so she's thinking talk therapy first. But sometimes you need to go deeper or you need another modality. And she would often recommend that if people are feeling low or feeling down, that you could just give yourself a hug. And that's a somatic movement to wrap your own arms around yourself.
Exactly.
And even bring a smile to your face can be so powerful and transformative. And that is somatic movement.
It's releasing endorphins in your body. And meditation is a very good way to do that as well. So I meditate morning and evening. It's the best time.
Tell us a little bit about some of the clients you've seen and some of the results that you've seen.
So I worked on a lady a few weeks ago and she's come to me for around 4 treatments. So I know when there's certain elements that need to be kind of released more, and I'm just encouraging people to go there. And
you can just feel tightness in the body.
Yeah. So anger is kept in the ribs and the side. So you put the person on the side, you can feel it's like a big boulder knot. It's like a knot contained just under the rib cage. So I knew that was, and I know a bit about herself and her life and what she's experienced and traumas and that. So when I turned around her side and worked through those areas, I could see she was suppressing what needed to come out. So I just, allow the person to do it in their own time. So at the 5th session, she was consciously aware of it and knew about it because I spoke to her and she said, I'm ready to release it. So it was released. And the deeper you go, the more you work through that release, the person is releasing through their breath. It's gone, Claire. It's like literally gone forever.
And would you have known that to meet that person face to face, would you have known that they were carrying anger?
No, not necessarily. Most of the people that carry anger is at the most angelic, gentle, empathetic people, because they're holding it in. They're not expressing it out. So we need to realize that the emotions that are going through our body, what we're experiencing, are natural. We all go through them, but there is a way to help with them. It's help to deal with it. So we're not leaving it build up. And the lady I had yesterday said that I'm so angry as well. And I do the housework in order to get rid of the anger. And I was like, but why not work? I show you areas you can work around where the anger is kept in the body to release it that way. So you're not so tied in with, overstressing yourself to do the housework. It's just done in a just more gentler, kind of enjoyable way.
Yeah. And you said something to me that I thought was quite powerful, that you have a lot of women coming to you saying, you know, can you do something with my skin? Can you fix my wrinkles? And, you know, can you help with my weight? Can you help with all of these things? And we're looking to the outer to make us feel better. Whereas you want to encourage people to do some more of the inner work.
Exactly, Claire. Like, it has nothing to do with aesthetics. Nothing. Like, and all of that just puts pressure on women looking at this through social media and, you know, what we should be like, what we should do. And it's too much pressure. We need to take the pressure off us and go more gentler and easier on ourselves. And I think work more internally, no matter how much makeup you put on or how much your hair looks well. If inside you're not feeling right, nothing is. Like, your home is your inside. That's where the majority of work has to be.
And I'm a real advocate for doing the work, for understanding yourself a little bit better. And I know it can be a privilege to be able to go and see a therapist, but I feel it should be made more accessible to everyone, really, because that is the basis of all well-being. But you think there's a place for all modalities? This is a complementary system that you think. And often I think with health and wellness, we tend to pit them against each other rather than seeing that they can all work and be beneficial to each other. And I think for somebody to come and receive a massage might be the only time in the month that they slow down and they focus on their own self-care.
Yeah. And everyone is going to come at a different place. You're going to have some people that their central nervous system is just, because I work with the Fibromyalgia Ireland group as well, where pain is a reoccurring experience for them. So you have to strongly add central nervous system, parasympathetic nervous system modalities to help calm the system before. And sometimes when I have people coming in and they're like, I didn't even know if I should come in today because I'm in so much pain in my body, I will take them into the room, get into Qigong, internal work, just, you know, if they're open to Reiki, just to kind of reset their nervous system first before I start working on them. And then you're just working the layers. But it's to do with trust in me, trust in themselves, being aware that it's there, and that's just a willingness to do something about it and have the courage to kind of go there. But it's very enlightening. It's very relaxing.
So what do you want people to know about this type of work?
That it's available, that there's never any one treatment that suits all, and your second treatment is never going to be like your first. It's going to be different each time. It's very releasing. It's very rewarding. You just feel great after. You have more energy. Your posture changes. So it's a huge improvement. But, you know, as you were saying about other modalities as well, like, we offer acupuncture in the salon too. So there's acupuncture and different types of massages.
And where can people find you?
I am in St. Helens Hotel. It's called White Willow. It's in Still, Oregon. And my website is whitewillow.ie. So you can get in touch with connected whitewillow.ie, and I'll get back.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks a million, Claire.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.